Have you and Mr. Bellot talked about the Medicaid?
We have, and he's written about it, and I've written about it. And I think you'll see once the primary is over and the attention of the state shifts more to the governor's race, I think you'll see us making a very, very strong case for not only the human cost of not expanding Medicaid, but the business cost. There's a reason why the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce and the State Chamber of Commerce came out in favor of Medicaid expansion. And I'll just go back to Ketchikan. I think in Ketchikan, the cost is about 100 jobs. Smaller town here, but with a big hospital, probably about the same, probably about 100 jobs you lost for the governor's failure. And this is right at the feet of the governor's where this blame lies. His, that single individual standing in the way of job creation here in Sitka. And, you know, it, think of the excitement you'd have if a new industry was coming to Sitka that brought 100 jobs with it. That's a big boost to your economy. Your landlords would like it. Your stores would like it. Your fuel sales would like it. Your mortgage brokers would like it. People like to see jobs. And the idea that we're turning our back on jobs that are 100% paid for with federal funds the first 3 years is something that I believe must make poor Ted Stevens just turn in his grave, because, you know, that's how we built this state on federal dollars. And that's how we should be building it. It's our birthright as a new state to build infrastructure, create an economy that can turn on its own wheels. And this is federal dollars to create new jobs in Alaska and, as a benefit, provide health care to people that need it.
Well, Governor Parnell has sat exactly where you're sitting and told me that I think he sees the value in that. He's concerned about the federal government's reliability post-Obama.
It's shocking to me that any public servant would express some kind of lack of confidence in the United States of America. You know, we're all patriotic at a certain level, but this stirs some deep patriotic sense in me that something's wrong there, because this country is going to thrive. It was going to emerge from this global economic crisis that it went through in 2008 and 2009 just fine. This nation is sound. Its future is secure. We are going to pay our bills. We always will. And America is doing just fine. And moreover, I think it's a little bit hypocritical of the governor to raise that point only on the issue of health care and never when it comes to airports, roads, or any other kind of infrastructure that we do in Alaska with federal money.